Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Dade County Commissioners meet Thursday evening with a full agenda that includes property tax hearings, data centers, and updates on several county projects. The commission workshop begins at 6 o'clock, followed by the regular meeting at 7, all at the Dade County Administrative Building. During the workshop, commissioners are expected to schedule this year's millage rate public hearings, get an update on construction of the new elections building, consider changes to the county's alcoholic beverage control ordinance, and discuss cell towers and data centers. Commissioners will also look at reappointing the county's safety coordinator and recognize National Emergency Management Awareness Month, Purple Heart Day, and National Senior Citizen Day. During the regular meeting, commissioners will hear updates from the Dade County 4-H program, the Chief Appraiser, Alliance for Dade, the Dade County Public Library, and County Executive Don Townsend before taking action on the workshop agenda. Both meetings are open to the public. A Whitwell police officer involved in an incident Monday afternoon that injured a 13-year-old in Marion County. According to a preliminary report from the THP, 38-year-old Adam Rose was driving in a gravel parking lot on Teague Road when he struck a railroad tie while making a left turn. The report says the impact caused the vehicle to hit a 13-year-old who was sitting on the railroad tie. The extent of the teen's injury is not released. The Marion County Sheriff's Office confirming Rose is an officer with the Whitwell Police Department. Officials have not said whether he was on duty at the time of the incident. THP is investigating. The preliminary report indicates no charges have been filed at this time. A 16-year-old who was reported missing in DeKalb County has been found safe. The sheriff's office says Xander Jett Nance was located safely about 11 o'clock yesterday morning, bringing that search to a successful end. He'd been reported missing around 10 o'clock Monday night from the County Road 261 area. During the search, authorities say he had ties to the Valley Head community and could have been dropped off near Valley Head School. The sheriff's office thanking the public for their assistance and says the teenager, again, has been found safe. Fort Payne City Council unanimously approving to revoke the business license of the Rusty Barrel Saloon and Grub following an ongoing criminal investigation. The decision means the restaurant is closed effective immediately. The action comes after Fort Payne police announced investigators found evidence that a camera had been placed in the men's restroom at the business. Police believe the incidents under investigation occurred between March and October of 2025. During Tuesday's public hearing, Chief David Davis confirmed investigators found evidence of criminal activity there at the restaurant. No charges have been filed at this time. City officials noting the business could apply to have its license reinstated after the case is resolved, depending on the outcome of court proceedings. And it's back to school week in Dade County. Schools welcoming students and families with a series of open houses before classes start on Friday. Dade Elementary School will hold pre-K, preschool, and functional orientation today from 5 until 6 this evening. Also later today, Dade Middle School will host their open house from 4 until 6 p.m. Davis Elementary welcoming families from 3:30 until 5:30. Dade Elementary's kindergarten through 5th grade open house will also be held today from 3:30 until 5:30. School officials encourage all parents and students to attend, meet teachers, tour classrooms, and get ready for the first day of school on Friday, August the 7th. North Sand Mountain returns tomorrow, August 6th. The Braves are back in action against the Miami Marlins. Game 2 of the 3-game set coming up this evening with the Ford leadoff show at 6. First pitch at 7 o'clock. They come off the heels of a win last evening, leading that series 1-0. Again tonight, first pitch at 7:15. The Ford leadoff show at 6 o'clock this evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. Stay up to date 24-7 at DiscoverDade.com and here on the radio from your home of Classic Hits all the time. 101.3, 106.1, 104.3, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.